Prime Minister has spoken with US President Joe Biden for the first time since the Taliban swept to victory in Afghanistan. The pair discussed how both countries could try and help Afghans who fear persecution and are still trying to flee the country. Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts has the story. Stephen, the US and Australia worked very closely on the massive evacuation effort from Kabul. Is it surprising that the two leaders are only speaking now?
Look, it is a little bit surprising. I think, after all, the US and Australia both ploughed enormous resources into this huge evacuation effort from Kabul. Now, of course, that effort didn't require communication at the very top political level. It was coordinated by officials and by the military, and other senior political figures like Maurice Payne and Antony Blinken were in contact. But there was still a bit of a lingering sense in Canberra that, given Australia's contribution to the US campaign in Afghanistan over more than a decade, that the lack of political contact at that top level was at least symbolically significant. Now, the fact this phone call has happened does put those murmurs, if you like, to bed a little bit. But there is still a bit of a lingering sense of disquiet, if you like, that it took quite so long to line this phone call up.
So what was the main focus of the discussion that they had on Afghanistan now that the evacuation from Kabul has finished?
Well, both the US and Australia are now grappling with some really difficult diplomatic questions now the Taliban has seized power. Both countries will have to decide whether they want to recognise the Taliban as a legitimate government. I imagine that both leaders would have focused on that. But the more immediate focus, if you like, is probably on helping people who want to get out of Afghanistan but who haven't yet, who didn't get on those evacuation flights, how to help them get out of the country. Now, this isn't easy with all the airports still closed. The US says it secured safe passage from the Taliban for those who want to leave, and we know that large numbers of people, including visa holders, are now flocking across the land to the land borders. Quite a dangerous trip. Now, Mr. Morrison said that the US and Australia will hold the Taliban to their promise of safe passage. He also hit out at a recent comment on Channel 9 from a Taliban spokesman who said that the 41 Australian soldiers who died in the war in Afghanistan had essentially perished in vain. Let's take a listen to what the Prime Minister had to say.
That's sickening and it's untrue, but I'm not surprised about a dishonourable statement from the Taliban. That's what I'd say about that. And that they should know that the world is watching them.
Scott Morrison there, and the Prime Minister, Stephen, also said he'd travel to Washington later this year for an in-person meeting of the so-called Quad leaders. What can you tell us about this group, and when is this meeting going to happen?
Yeah, the Quad is sort of a loose coalition of four very friendly countries, the US, Australia, Japan and India. And it's seen quite broadly as a bit of a counterweight, a regional counterweight to China's emerging power. Now, the Prime Minister said he would travel in the next few months to Washington for an in-person meeting with himself, the US President and the Prime Ministers of India and Japan. But only an hour or so after he said that, a spanner seemed to be thrown in the works somewhat when it was revealed that the Japanese Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga, is set to resign in coming months. Now, whether that in-person meeting can still go ahead, given the political chaos in Japan, remains to be seen.
Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.